The scripture lesson today is from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethphage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' Just say this, 'The Lord needs it,' and we'll send it back here immediately." They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it and sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. God's word for God's people. God is still speaking.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Last week in Sunday school, our kids read a story written from the perspective of the daughter of the family who owned the donkey. When Jesus sent the disciples to borrow a donkey for Jesus to ride on, Anna did not like it that Jesus' disciples were taking her donkey. I don't think I would like it either. So we're going to share this story with you today, and remember to listen for Hosanna, okay, and the Lord needs it. Great.
All right.
This is the story of Anna and her donkey. Anna lived in a small village outside the big city of Jerusalem. Anna's father made strong and beautiful pots to sell, and her mother wove blankets and shawls. Sometimes they went into Jerusalem to sell their work, but usually they set up shop just by the road that led to the city. There were always people traveling on the road, and business was good. Anna loved to sit by the road and imagine where all the travelers came from. She had only been to the big city once, and never further from her village than the river. Seeing people from exotic places stirred up Anna's imagination and made life exciting. Lately, though, she had been too busy caring for the new baby donkey to get out to the road. Her parents and big brothers didn't have time to brush it and talk to it every day or pet its soft big ears when it got nervous. Anna was the only person who knew the special spot on its nose that needed a delicate little scratch. The donkey was bigger now, and Anna was proud to say it was healthy because of her loving care. She had been looking forward to seeing all the travelers who came from all over to the city for Passover. But then her brother injured his leg falling from a wagon. Now she had to do his chores too, and there was no time for daydreams about faraway places. Anna angrily swept the stable and thought about how unfair things were. The colt and its mother were tied outside the stable while Anna finished cleaning the stall. She was back in the shadows when she saw strangers approaching to talk with her father. To her dismay, They came and untied the donkey and walked away. The colt stayed next to its mother and followed them out the road. Anna quickly ran and asked her father, "Father, why are those men taking their donkeys?" Her father answered, "The Lord needs them. It will be all right." And that was all he would say. Anna didn't understand, and she ran after the men with tears stinging in her eyes. Her brother's chores first, and now this? She could just barely keep the colt in sight as she ran ahead, and they joined the many people and their carts on the busy road. The men eventually joined others and offered the donkey to the one who was their teacher. Anna stayed out of sight but watched what happened next. After the donkey was draped with colorful robes, the teacher rode the donkey toward the city gates while others walked beside. The colt stayed close to its mother all the way. The teacher seemed gentle and kind to Anna, so she was even more confused as to why he would take her donkey. She heard someone say, "Some people say he has been blessed by God." Then someone else said, "This man says anyone can know God, even Gentiles and those who have made mistakes and done bad things. He also says that we do not have to go to the temple now to know God. Can you believe that? I've heard that the priests are very angry with him." Anna was thinking about why the teacher would go into the city where the priests were angry with him when she noticed the crowds were getting larger and larger and many people were shouting and singing. They were laying palm branches on the road and saying, "Hosanna!" They seemed to be celebrating, but she wasn't sure why. She felt her heart beat faster and she almost shouted too, but she didn't want the men to know that she was following the colt. She moved along with the crowds through the city gates and fought to stay nearby the colt. The teacher then stopped and got off the donkey. The people were still calling and waving their branches in the air and saying, "Hosanna!" Anna was surprised to see the teacher look into the donkey's eyes and say something only the donkey could have heard. She was even more surprised to see him stroke the little donkey right on that special spot that only Anna knew about. He looked through the crowds in her direction before walking into the city with his friends. Anna quickly ran to the donkey and grabbed the rope. The colt nuzzled her side, grateful to see and smell someone familiar. She was almost hoping the teacher would come back, but she turned the donkeys around and started the long walk home before he could return for the animals. She got home late in the evening, exhausted and hungry. Anna put the donkeys in their stalls and was going to her comfortable bed when the teacher's face came to her mind. Somehow she knew he wouldn't head to bed when there was still work to do. So Anna made sure her brother's chores were all done, and she drew water from the well for her mother. And her heart was happy when she went inside.
In that story that Katie just shared with all of us, Anna learned that Jesus sometimes needs us to help him do all the loving, justice-y, peacemaking stuff that Jesus came to do. So on this Palm Sunday, we want to imagine together what it means to be open to the possibility that God might need us too. So we're going to try to build a Palm Sunday liturgy together. Now, I just said liturgy, and I just have to say, this isn't my script, but when I put liturgy into my smartphone, it spells litter just. It's not that smart sometimes. But liturgy is a fancy church word. It's what we do when we say the call to worship together. It's what we do when we have spoken prayers. It's what we do when we sing certain things. So what we're going to do is we're going to build something that has a line that one of us says, and then you're going to say a line back to us. Because the word liturgy means the work of the people. That's us. In other words, worship is something we create and do and live together.
All right, so this is how we're going to do this. We've started a liturgy about all the ways that the Lord might need us. About all the ways that we can get involved in doing what God is already at work doing. So here's how it's going to work. We're going to say a line, Katie, Shelley, and me, and then you are going to make a response, and your response is always the same. Your response is, the Lord needs it. All right, are we ready? All right, here we go. Why do we take time to reach out to those who are lonely?
The Lord needs it.
Why do we speak out against injustice even when it feels difficult?
The Lord needs it.
Why do we offer our resources, our time, our talent, our treasure to care for our community?
The Lord needs it.
Why do we welcome the stranger, the outcast, and those longing for belonging?
The Lord needs it.
Why do we advocate for the earth, protecting the sacred creation entrusted to us?
The Lord needs it.
Why do we lift our voices in prayer and praise, trusting in the hope of new life?
The Lord needs it.
On this day of palms and celebration, as Jesus rode humbly into Jerusalem, why do we shout Hosanna?
The Lord needs it.